African Voice News, your global link.
Ministry of Small and Medium Enterprises challenged to show results since its creation. Health organization concerned with rising unsupervised use of fertility drugs in Zambia. And charity says sexual violence part of everyday life in parts of Sudan. Good afternoon. With the lunchtime news at 13, I'm Angel Kasavo. The Cleaners Association of Zambia has urged the Ministry of Small and Medium Enterprises to publicly outline its achievements over the past 4 years amid growing calls for accountability. Association President Lawrence Makumbi says the ministry holds a key role in promoting entrepreneurship and supporting national development, but stressed that its impact must be reflected in clear and measurable outcomes. Mr. Makumbi challenged the newly appointed minister, Mufunelo Malama, to present evidence of success, including the emergence of financially empowered local entrepreneurs and millionaires. He noted that citizens are increasingly demanding proof of real progress rather than theoretical projects or unverified figures. Mr. Makumbi also questioned the effectiveness of government-funded initiatives, calling on the ministry to highlight beneficiaries whose businesses have grown sustainably and are contributing to job creation. He pointed out to countries such as South Africa and Nigeria, where he said Zambia must create a supportive environment for local enterprises and begin celebrating its own business successes. Mr. Makumbi further warned that failure by the ministry to demonstrate meaningful results could justify its reintegration into the Ministry of Commerce.
Zambian people, the relevance of that ministry. How many millionaires has the Ministry of SME been able to create in the last 4 years? We do not look forward to theories and statistics that have not been proven. The Ministry of SME must be able to come back to the people of Zambia and say they have risen 3, 4, 5 Zambian indigenous entrepreneurs into financial and economic freedom. We want what the money that has been given to the CEEC by government to be shown as working.
The Advocates for Democratic Governance Foundation has called on government to expedite the passage of the Public Gatherings Bill before the dissolution of Parliament ahead of the 2026 general elections. Adage Executive Director Gideon Msonda has expressed concern over remarks by Secretary for Technical Services Dickson Matembo, who indicated that government is uncertain about enacting the bill before the elections. Mr. Msonda said that while government's position that the process must follow due parliamentary procedures is understandable, the delay raises questions about its commitment to reforming the Public Order Act. He stated that the proposed Public Gatherings Bill contains progressive provisions that would significantly enhance the enjoyment of fundamental freedoms, including the rights to assembly and association. Mr. Msonda has since urged government to demonstrate political will by providing a clear roadmap outlining the timelines for the consideration and enactment of the bill. He further reminded the President and the ruling United Party for National Development, UPND, of their campaign promises to reform the Public Order Act once in office.
ADEC believes that the reform process should not be delayed, given the progressive provisions in the bill that would significantly improve the enjoyment of freedom of assembly and association in Zambia. We urge the government to demonstrate its commitment to democratic governance and human rights by releasing a clear roadmap for the consideration and passage of the bill. We further wish to remind the President and UPND party of its campaign promises when in opposition to reform the law when they form government.
The medical quality healthcare in Zambia is concerned about the growing use of fertility drugs without proper medical supervision, a trend that is placing women's health at serious risk. Health Organization Director General Quince Mwabu has observed that the increase in the use of these medications without appropriate medical evaluation, prescription or monitoring is exposing themselves to potentially life-threatening complications. Dr. Mwabu says the inappropriate or excessive use of fertility drugs can lead to ovarian hyperstimulation syndrome, a serious condition that can be fatal in severe cases. Prolonged misuse may also impair ovarian function and could increase the risk of ovarian cancer and other serious health complications such as ovarian damage. And these risks underscore the urgent need for fertility treatments to be administered strictly under qualified medical supervision, said Dr. Mwabu in a statement issued to RCV News in Lusaka today. Dr. Mwabu emphasized that fertility drugs should only be prescribed and monitored by licensed fertility specialists, reproductive endocrinologists, or trained gynecologists.
This practice can lead to serious potential life-threatening complications and may also increase the risk of certain cancers. MKZ strongly urges women to seek care only from licensed fertility specialists, reproductive endocrinologists, or trained gynecologists in clinics that are properly equipped for monitoring and testing. We understand that fertility is a deeply personal and very sensitive challenge, but no woman should risk her health or her life in the pursuit of pregnancy.
A Lusaka-based business consultant, Mubamba Sichilongo, has urged all small and medium-sized enterprises, SME owners, to surrender old currency notes before today's deadline, 31st March 2026. Mr. Sichilongo encouraged those who have not yet exchanged their old notes to act quickly while they remain legal tender. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka today, Mr. Sichilongo has also urged business owners to take advantage of this final window and see if they can realize some value from the old notes. Mr. Sichilongo also urged business owners to pay close attention to developments from the central bank, emphasizing that such pronouncements contain critical information that directly affects business operations. He said staying informed on monetary policy updates, currency changes, and broader economic signals can help businesses make better decisions and identify emerging opportunities.
My encouragement is to the small businesses to ensure that some of these things are done before the actual deadline. However, for those that have not yet done so, since the deadline ends today, they can take advantage and see if they can realize some value out of the old notes, because they are still legal tender up to today. So there's still the chance they tend to quickly convert it into currency that they can use.
In Africa News, rape and sexual violence remain part of everyday life in areas of Sudan, even when fighting in the country's civil war has moved elsewhere, according to a new report by medical charity Medicines Sans Frontières. Calling rape a defining feature of the conflict, it says sexual assault is overwhelmingly carried out by armed men and is often accompanied by acts of brutality and humiliation. But MSF says rape persists as a normal part of life for communities in the western region of Darfur that are no longer on the front line. Coming up shortly, Korea Air takes emergency action as fuel prices soar. This and more. Stay tuned.
HIV and AIDS has reached all corners of the world. All families in Zambia and Africa have been affected. When HIV and AIDS comes like it has, all suffer. Everybody should act to stop the spread of HIV and AIDS.
War against HIV and AIDS. Everybody should act.
Make Christian Voice News your global link.
And now for the rest of the news. Korean Air says it is moving into emergency management mode to buffer the impact of surging jet fuel costs as the global economy is rocked by the ongoing U.S.-Israel war with Iran.